This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something really crucial for anyone involved in marketing strategy. We're talking about diminishing returns.
Yeah, so our mission today is basically to unpack this. It's an idea that honestly affects every single marketing budget out there. We want to explore what it really means, you know, why it seems to happen almost inevitably, and learn how you can spot those early warning signs. Most importantly, figure out how to pivot, how to change course for, well, better results, more efficient results. Think of this as a bit of a shortcut, getting you up to speed on something that could save you real time and, let's face it, serious money. We've been digging into this really insightful article on exactly this topic, and I promise there are some surprising facts and definitely some practical things you can take away. Okay, let's unpack this. So to kick things off, let's get the basics down. So, expert, when we talk about diminishing returns in the marketing world, what exactly are we defining here?
Right. Well, it's a concept that actually comes from economics originally, but it's incredibly relevant for modern digital marketing, super applicable. Essentially, it just means that, you know, each extra dollar or hour or whatever resource you pump into a specific marketing channel or tactic, it starts giving you smaller and smaller results back, progressively smaller. It's not like your efforts completely stop working. That's not it. But the efficiency, it just drops off. You start getting less bang for your buck.
And the article we looked at, it had a really good sort of concrete example to help picture this, right? With Google Ads.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a classic example. So imagine you're scaling up your Google Ads budget. Let's say you go from spending $5,000 a month to $10,000. Now, initially, that jump might actually double your impressions, maybe double your clicks. You're hitting a fresh audience. They're receptive. But then, after you reach a certain point, that next bit of extra spend, maybe going from $10,000 to $15,000, well, it might only give you a tiny marginal increase in traffic. And crucially, sometimes it doesn't even improve your qualified leads or your actual conversions at all. You're just throwing more money in, but the needle's barely moving on what really matters.
Exactly. That's really the heart of it, isn't it? You're putting in higher effort.
For lower yield.
Yeah.
Yeah. More in, disproportionately less out.
So, okay, if businesses start seeing this happen, the big question is why? Why do we inevitably seem to hit this wall? What are the sort of underlying factors that cause diminishing returns in marketing?
Well, you got to think about it like this. Marketing isn't some static machine, right? It's more like a living ecosystem. The moment you keep pushing more and more of the same thing into it, these fundamental forces kind of start pushing back. We're talking about a few key culprits, really. First off, there's market saturation. Makes sense, right? The more you pour into one specific channel, the faster you can saturate your target audience. People just see your stuff, your ads, your content over and over again. And naturally, their responsiveness starts to decline. It's like, you know, that song you loved at first. Play it nonstop. Eventually, you just tune it out.
Okay, saturation. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. What else?
Second, ad fatigue. This is a big one. Even your absolute best performing ad creatives, they just don't work forever. They have a shelf life. If you're not putting out fresh messaging or new visuals or maybe tweaking your call to action, your audience just stops engaging. They get bored seeing the same old thing. Then third, there's rising competition. This is almost always a factor. As more businesses jump into your space or maybe just ramp up their own marketing in the same channels you're using, well, you end up paying more for the same results. Costs go up. You see this a lot with bidding wars and pay-per-click, for sure. And just general audience overlap driving up prices.
Right, more people fishing in the same pond.
Exactly. And next, plateaued audience reach. This comes into play too. Oh. Once you've basically reached most of your high intent audience, you know, the easy wins, the low hanging fruit, any extra money you spend often starts spilling over. It reaches lower quality traffic, people who are just less interested. And that inevitably drags down your overall performance metrics. And finally, we absolutely cannot forget algorithmic changes. This is huge, especially in digital. Platforms like Google, Meta, they're constantly tweaking how their systems work, their algorithms change. So something that worked perfectly for you yesterday might just not perform the same way tomorrow. And that unpredictability, that constant shifting, it can definitely contribute to diminishing returns.
Here's where it gets really interesting, I think. It sounds like the common thread through all of that is, well, marketing isn't a set it and forget it kind of deal. It's more about constantly adapting to how audiences behave and how the platforms themselves are changing. Is that a fair summary?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really less about if you'll hit that wall and much more about when you'll hit it and, crucially, how prepared you are when you do.
Okay, so Given all those factors pushing back, how can you as a business or a marketer actually tell if you're suffering from diminishing returns? What are the practical, like, warning signs you should be watching for in your data?
Yeah, it really comes down to paying close attention to the numbers. There are some key indicators. One really major one is seeing flat or even declining lead volume despite increasing your spend. So you're putting more dollars into your campaigns, maybe significantly more, but you're just not seeing any real growth in qualified leads. Or maybe conversions are stalling. That's a big red flag. Another very strong signal is a rising cost per acquisition, or CPA. That's how much it costs you to get one customer. When you notice your cost per lead or your cost per sale creeping up and up, especially if there's no clear improvement in the lifetime value, the CLV, of those customers, that's a direct warning sign.
Okay, so costs going up for each new customer. What else?
You'll probably also see lower engagement rates across the board. This could mean things like your click-through rates, your CTRs are dropping, you know, fewer people clicking your ads relative to how many you see them. Or maybe your bounce rates are climbing, people click through, but then they leave your site really quickly, just generally waning user engagement. And that can happen across both your paid campaigns and even your organic channels sometimes. And finally, something to look for is stagnant SEO traffic. If your organic search traffic just isn't growing anymore, even though you're maybe consistently putting out more content, building more backlinks, it likely means you've hit a plateau. You need a fresh approach to your SEO strategy. What stands out to you here? Is there anything that you feel like you've particularly seen happen in practice?
Well, that's a good question. For me, yeah, definitely that flat lead volume when you're throwing more money at it. It really does feel like you're just pushing against something that won't budge, like a rubber wall, you know. And that rising CPA, that could be a real gut punch to see month after month.
I think I've seen that plateaued audience reach happen quite a bit too, where you just feel like, okay, we've kind of tapped out everyone we can easily reach on this specific channel. But, you know, sometimes spotting these early, it can be tough, right?
Especially when marketing teams are under so much pressure to show constant growth quarter over quarter. Are there any, like, common pitfalls, ways people might misinterpret these signs, or maybe mistake just a normal temporary dip for real diminishing returns?
Yeah, that's a really crucial point, because you don't want to overreact either. One common pitfall is definitely looking at metrics in isolation instead of seeing the whole picture, like a temporary dip in leads. That could just be seasonality. Or maybe a competitor ran a huge short-term campaign. True diminishing returns, you're looking for more of a sustained trend. Increasing costs, decreasing marginal returns, happening over time. Another mistake is maybe not segmenting your data enough. This is important. You might see your overall CPA going up, okay, but if you dig deeper, maybe it's only happening in one specific ad set or with one particular audience segment, not actually across your entire campaign. So, yeah. Context is key, and getting granular with your analysis before you make big changes.
That's incredibly helpful. Okay, so let's say you've done that analysis. You've looked at the trends, and you've recognized, yep, we're hitting this wall. It's not just a blip. Mm-hmm. The crucial question then becomes, how do you actually pivot? How do you effectively shift your marketing strategy? Mm-hmm. What can you do about it to, you know, reignite that growth and get back some efficiency?
Right. And the good news is there are definitely actionable strategies. It's not hopeless. The first, and maybe most obvious one, is to reallocate your budget across different channels. So if your Google Ads performance is hitting that plateau, don't just stubbornly keep pouring more money and hoping for a miracle. Try shifting some of that budget elsewhere. Maybe explore LinkedIn ads if you're B2B. Or look into programmatic display.
That's the automated, data-driven ad buying across different sites.
Exactly. Or you could even test out influencer partnerships. The point is diversification. Spreading your bets reduces your reliance on any single channel that might be maxing out.
Okay, diversify the channels. Makes sense. What's next?
Second, you absolutely must refresh your ad creatives and your messaging regularly. You cannot let your audience get bored or tune you out because of ad fatigue. So that means consistent A-B testing, trying new headlines, different visuals, maybe testing various calls to action, the CTAs, just keeping things fresh. It can honestly breathe new life into campaigns that were starting to show signs of fatigue. Third, you should reevaluate your targeting parameters. Go back to the drawing board on who you're trying to reach. If audience saturation seems to be the problem, maybe you need to refine your targeting, get more specific. Or counterintuitively, maybe you need to carefully expand it. Look into new demographics, different interests, maybe different geographic locations to see if you can uncover untapped segments that might actually deliver much better returns. Sometimes the answer is finding new pools of people.
Interesting. So refresh the message, rethink the audience. Got it.
Yep. And another strategy, particularly for organic growth, is to optimize your SEO strategy. maybe focusing more on long-tail keywords. If those really broad, high-competition keywords have stopped driving growth for you, pivot towards less competitive, but often more intent-driven long-tail keywords, those longer, more specific search phrases. This kind of adjustment can often capture some really valuable search traffic that you might have been overlooking. Also, critically important, enhance your data tracking and reporting. Look, a lot of businesses misinterpret what's happening because their tracking is flawed or incomplete. You really need to use more advanced attribution models if possible.
Those are the systems that help you understand which touch points actually led to a conversion.
Precisely. They help you understand the whole customer journey better. And that lets you truly identify which channels or tactics are genuinely underperforming before you make potentially costly changes based on bad data.
Right. Measure twice, cut once, basically.
Exactly. And then finally, sometimes your internal team just hits their own limits or gets stuck in a rut. In those cases, leveraging expert partnerships can be hugely beneficial. Partnering up with an experienced digital marketing agency, the article mentioned Double Dome Digital Marketing as an example. They can inject fresh strategic thinking. They often have specialized tools and expertise. They can optimize your spend and really help you break through that stagnation. That outside perspective can be invaluable.
Okay, that's a really solid set of actionable steps. Mm-hmm. Diversify, refresh, retarget, refine SEO, fix tracking, maybe get outside help. So when you pull all of this together for the listener, what does this all mean? Like, what are the real tangible risks if businesses just don't address diminishing returns, if they just keep doing what they've always done?
Oh, the consequences of ignoring this are quite serious, actually, and they can ripple right through the business. I mean, most obviously, you risk just draining your marketing budgets, pouring money down the drain without getting proportionate gains back, which, of course, directly lowers your overall return on investment, your ROI. That's fundamental. But beyond the budget, this kind of inaction can also allow your competitors to gain a really significant advantage. They might overtake you in the market simply because they are being more agile, more efficient with their spend while you're stuck internally. It definitely leads to frustrated marketing teams. People get demoralized working hard on efforts that just aren't moving the needle. It's a lot of wasted time and effort. And ultimately, what does all this mean? It means you're missing out on significant revenue opportunities, opportunities that could be captured if you just had a more strategic, more agile approach to how you allocate resources.
Yeah, that really paints a clear picture of why this isn't just some academic concept.
Not at all. Look, in today's market, things are constantly evolving. Customer behavior changes, technologies change. Having an agile, data-driven marketing approach, it isn't just, you know, a nice to have anymore. It's absolutely essential. It's essential to avoid these pitfalls and make sure your marketing spend is always working as hard and as smart as possible for you.
Wow. This has been incredible, insightful. Thank you. We've really covered a lot of ground here, from getting a clear definition of diminishing returns to understanding the why behind it, learning how to spot those warning signs in your own data, and crucially, laying out those actionable strategies to pivot effectively. It just really hammers home the value of being agile, making decisions based on data in modern marketing. So before we wrap up, here's maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to mull over. What channels, or maybe what specific tactics, might you be over-investing in right now without fully realizing the diminishing returns that might be setting in? Or maybe thinking even bigger picture, how might the lifetime value of a particular marketing strategy itself diminish over time, requiring a fundamentally new approach entirely? Lots to think about there. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.